Okay, hello. My name is Jade Ford, and I'm a master's student at the University of Arkansas in the Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences Department. And I'm happy to be here with you today to discuss a little bit of my research. And I'm working with soil from an organic apple orchard, and specifically interested in nutrient cycling, but today I'm just going to be talking about the denitrifier community. So, pretty basic outline to start. I'll have the background of the project, and then also background about denitrification, the objective and hypothesis for the study, methods, results, summary, and a brief conclusion. The project background: the orchard was established in 2006. Enterprise apple trees were planted on two silt-loam soils, and there are ground cover and fertilizer treatments. The ground covers include a green compost, wood chips, a shredded paper and mow and blow, and the symbols that you see in the parentheses will be used throughout the presentation. Those were applied 7.5 to 12 centimeters deep. The three organic fertilizers include a no fertilizer, a composted poultry litter fertilizer, and an organic pelletized poultry litter. And again, the symbols in the parentheses will be used throughout the presentation. Those are applied at 50 grams of nitrogen per tree per year of tree age. These are applied in a 3x4 full factorial randomized complete block. The treatments are applied in April, and so the sampling took place in March, which is basically a full year after the treatment. So these are long-term effects, and we were sampling the 0 to 10 centimeter depth. So we're going to be talking about denitrification, and denitrification is a soil nitrogen loss mechanism. And that can have agricultural impacts if you're adding nitrogen to the soil for use in crop uptake and it gets lost, that's not good. And also environmental impacts: if the process isn't going all the way to dinitrogen gas, it can become, it's a greenhouse gas and is has environmental consequences. The factors that affect denitrification include pH, substrate availability, water content, and the organisms that are present in the soil. So there are different ways to measure denitrification. One of the methods is in the field and measuring the gases that are actually coming out of the field with a gas analyzer, or you can look at the factors and assess if they are they're good for the for denitrification to occur. You can also look at denitrification genes that by using molecular methods, and some of those genes include NOS-D, NIR-S, NIR-K, and you could look at those with a variety of methods, but in my research, I would use PCR, GGG, and qPCR. But here I'm just going to be talking about the NIR-K gene and qPCR. So NIR-K is a denitrification gene, and it codes for an enzyme that catalyzes nitrite into the gaseous form of nitrogen. So it's one of two nitrite reductases, and it is the copper nitrite reductase. This is a flow chart showing the the process of denitrification, and just so you know, I don't know where the pointer is, but the nitrite to nitric oxide, where the green arrow is, the NIR-K, that's what we're talking about today. So the objective for the experiment is to determine if the annual ground cover and nutrient amendments have altered this potential for denitrification. And the hypothesis is that the potential for denitrification assessed by the abundance of this NIR-K gene fragment and the pools of ammonium, nitrate, dissolved organic carbon, biological carbon, and soil moisture will actually increase over time. The methods that I used for the study include a single extraction approach to determine the dissolved organic carbon, nitrogen, and ammonium, the chloroform fumigation extraction for the biomass carbon, a simple 1-2 swill to water for pH. For the qPCR, I use the method described in Henry et al. 2004, which is a cybergreen method and has a touchdown temperature profile. So getting right into the results with some basic soil properties, we have pH with pH on the y-axis, and then we have ground cover at the bottom, and again we have compost, mow and blow, which is the formal ground cover control, paper and wood chips. And we have a pH decrease in compost and mow and blow over time, but pH increase in the paper over time. Water content was greater in 2013 than in 2007. And at the bottom of all the graphs, I'll have the significance listed. So biological carbon, there is a year by ground cover interaction here. And the biomass carbon decreased in mow and blow, which is the second row there. And you can see there's a pretty steep decrease, while the compost and wood chips actually didn't change very much. There is a fertilizer by ground cover effect as well, or interaction. And so at the bottom you have the fertilizer 1, 2, and 3. And one is the no fertilizer, and each of the ground covers within each of the fertilizers. So what's interesting here is that you have low in paper and wood chips, but actually increases with the fertilizer addition. However, in the compost, it's actually higher with no fertilizer than it is whenever you add the compost to poultry litter fertilizer. So we have dissolved organic carbon, again, a year by ground cover interaction, and it's a pretty obvious increase in compost, paper, and wood chips, but no increase in the mow and blow, and the greatest was in compost in 2013. So a fertilizer by ground cover interaction, and again, pretty obvious that the compost is greatest across all of the fertilizers and lowest in mow and blow across fertilizers. There is also a main effect of fertilizer for nitrate, where the highest level of nitrate was found in the commercial pelletized poultry litter fertilizer. There's also an increase in both ammonium and nitrate from 2007 to 2013. And here is the near K and copies, log copies per microliter on the y-axis, and a year by ground cover effect. And the differences are smaller here, so on the scale, so they're a little bit harder to see, but all of the treatments increased from 2007 to 2013, with the exception of the mow and blow, which is in the second column there, and there were no treatment differences in 2013. So just to summarize these results, the water content was greater in 2013. The DOC, or dissolved organic carbon, increased over time with the exception of mow and blow, and was greatest in the compost treatment and lowest in the mow and blow across the fertilizers. The ammonium and nitrate, or the inorganic nitrogen, increased over time, and the near K abundances went along with this trend, which have increased from 2007 to 2013, with the exception of the mow and blow, or the formal control. So in contrast, the biological carbon decreased in mow and blow over time, and the biological carbon didn't really follow the trend of all the other factors that we looked at, but the composts of wood chip were actually more stable. They didn't really change as much over time. They weren't higher like in the other variables. And biological carbon was low in paper and wood chips with no fertilizer, but increased with fertilizer, which suggests that it's possible that nitrogen was limiting in the paper and wood chip treatments. And it's also interesting, again, that compost decreased with the addition of the composted poultry litter fertilizer. So looking at all of these factors, we can't really be certain why the biomass isn't going along with the rest of the variables. But the initial analyses point towards a community that is actually increasing in response to these treatment additions. But further analyses need to be done to understand what exactly is going on. I want to look at the abundance of other denitrifier genes, such as NOSE, and then also use DGGE to analyze the diversity of the community and see if the possibility of, in the biomass carbon, it could be something to do with the fact that it's a more active community or a different community, bacteria versus fungi. And we need to figure all of that out to understand the dynamics of this overall community response. So I would like to acknowledge my lab mates, my advisory committee, other people that have helped me along the way, and also SAIR for funding. And here are some of the references that I use. And with that, I will take any questions.